Thank you, put a hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Well, I was frauded by the lifestyles. I never ordered anything. I never filled out my address or application or anything, and I would like my money refunded. I canceled the order that I didn't make. I don't know who's using my card, how they're getting this information. The lady didn't know, but it was just done less than a week ago. My bank got the money back. Now my bank tells me the second time I have to get the money back and call your fraud department. So that's what I did, hon.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And may I please have your first and last name?
Lynn, L-Y-N-N, McAtee, M-C, capital A-T-E-E.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And just to verify the agent sent over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
14731 Swoops Loop, Hudson, Florida, 34667.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. Do you remember a survey coming to your phone saying that you want a Dyson vacuum and all you had to do was pay shipping and handling to receive it?
Yeah, the shipping and handling was supposed to be $1, and that's what I agreed to. And now they keep charging me $49.98 in the very beginning, and this is the second time that they have debited my account. I do not want the vacuum. You can keep it. Walmart's frauding me, or the people saying it's you want a free prize. I didn't win nothing, especially if it's costing me $50 twice now, $49.98, and I got that fixed. Now I want this money returned to my bank account, please. I did not order any vacuum or anything from your company. And if you think I won something, I won aggravation.
Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and get this taken care of for you. What had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions. It said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest. And within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. But give me just a second and I get this taken care of for you. Yes, ma'am. Did your bank file a dispute with this company?
No, they said I had to file this dispute in order for you to put the money back in my account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Almost through. So the $49.89 will go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I also have a cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie, 920-378-336.
7, 8, 3, 3, 6. Yes, that's the number the girl gave me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this account is canceled to prevent any future charges, and no, $49.89 is going back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you, and have a blessed day. I hope this stops it, because this is the second time this has been happening to me.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
First it was for some stupid television that I didn't order. All right, have a blessed day. This is a way to scam senior citizens, and I just get tired of fighting City Hall, hon. Not your fault. Have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great evening as well, and stay blessed. Yes, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Bye.